From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lone gunman identified as retired accountant 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock is blamed for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history, opening fire with assault rifles from a high-rise hotel room onto a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last count, 59 were killed, more than 500 wounded. Paddock killed himself later. President Donald Trump spoke for the nation Monday.
We are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief.
The president said the nation is in mourning.
Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss.
Mr. Trump said he and the First Lady are praying for the families of those lost in the shooting.
To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward.
Mr. Trump will visit Las Vegas Wednesday. Among those attending Sunday's concert, Rachel Decker.
The first thing that we heard was like a big pop noise, like glass breaking, almost like someone had dropped like a glass bottle behind us.
Yeah.
And then we kind of heard like a pop, pop, pop noise. And then we just started to hear the gunfire.
Although Islamic State claimed responsibility, law enforcement said at this point there's no connection with international terror. A motive is unclear. Kenyan police used tear gas against opposition supporters who rallied in several cities, demanding the sacking of election board officials they blame for August nullified presidential election. The Supreme Court ordered a new election after citing irregularities in the August 8 ballot, a new election scheduled October 26. This is VOA News. Catalans are expected to take part in a general strike Tuesday as a way to protest clashes between voters and police Sunday, trying to prevent an independence referendum from taking place. Madrid called it illegal. Hundreds were injured. Transport could come to a halt Tuesday. More than 40% of Catalans turned out to vote in the independence referendum, receiving over 90% support. Monday, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont called for mediation.
El moment aconsella mediació. I la mediació,
but he said the mediation must involve a third party to be effective. The European Union Monday urged both sides to engage in talks. EU Chief Donald Tusk appealed to Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy to avoid further escalation and use of force. The regional Catalan parliament is expected to declare independence this week. In Syria, two suicide bombers Monday struck police station in the Al-Madan neighborhood of the capital Damascus, killing at least 16 people. There was no claim of responsibility, but the police station has been the target of a previous bomb blast. The White House Monday again rejected talks with North Korea, with one exception. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
We've been clear that now is not the time to talk. The only conversations that have taken place or that would be on bringing back Americans who have been detained, those were the type of conversations that this administration was willing to have. Beyond that, there will be no conversations with North Korea at this time.
The statement came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson last week said the U.S. was communicating with Pyongyang through diplomatic channels on its missile and nuclear programs. President Trump Monday met with visiting Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who heads a military government that took over in 2014 amid political violence. Mr. Trump hailed relations with Bangkok, often referred to as America's oldest Asia ally, but suggested he wants to reduce the U.S. trade deficit. Federal prosecutors have opened their case against Ahmed Abu Qatala, accusing him of orchestrating the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi that killed four Americans, including the U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Qatala faces charges of murder and providing material support to terrorists. U.S. stocks started the fourth quarter Monday with all three major stock indices reaching record-high closes. Investors were buoyed by news that U.S. manufacturing surged to a near 13-and-one-half-year high. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index closed more than 150 points higher to 22,557. Meanwhile, automaker General Motors has announced Monday that it will launch 20 all-electric or hydrogen-fueled cell cars by the year 2023. The Chevrolet Bolt has been on the market since last December. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.